Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome again to Kids Business Radio here in Buckhead, Atlanta, out of the studio of Business Radio X in Buckhead. Welcome to the June edition of Kids Business Radio.
Rich Casanova here, sidekick for Dirk this morning. Dirk Ebener, the host of Kids Business Radio. And just I'll be the producer engineer. But before we get into the show, just for our listeners, maybe kind of just a little backstory of how this got started, right? We were just talking about it before we went on the air.
Yeah, we did.
Originally, I saw your Twitter handle and the traction it was getting and the interest for an expo you were hosting. Tell us about the expo.
Yeah, it was very interesting because what happened was that you invited me to come on board and to be here for a radio show that you were hosting. And we were sort of off the air talking and brainstorming. And All of a sudden you said, well, wouldn't it be cool to have a radio show for kids?
Just for kids, yeah.
And all of a sudden, we had Kids Business Expo started, and it was work in progress, and we had a really good event here this February at the Cobb Galleria, and Business Radio X was kind enough to be live there and interview the young entrepreneurs. We had over 804 entrepreneurs from 21 states and a few from Canada and overseas, so it was great to have you there and really interview the kids and give them an opportunity platform to talk.
Yeah, well, I was there just mostly as an attendee, was capturing some social media and going around visiting the exhibitors. But we had some staff at the booth. And interesting enough, we had the founder's kid, Max, was actually one of the on-site kid reporters.
he really brought in a lot of knowledge, and he was really able to connect with the kids and sort of take that headset microphone feel and bring it to them. And so kudos to him, and you know, shout out to him to make sure that we hopefully have you back next year in October when we
well, now he's obligated, you said it on the air. Yeah, so if you're listening,
no pressure.
That on your calendar. Speaking of that, October of 2016.
Yes.
Okay, and that'll be here in Atlanta.
It will be it's October again here in Atlanta at the Cobb Galleria. We're finalizing the dates and the location for that, and we look forward to another great event. We're expanding it a little bit.
And for our national, international, domestic, international listeners, if you're not familiar with the Cobb Galleria, you will be real shortly because you're going to be around the corner from the new Atlanta Braves Stadium.
That is going to be a very interesting development over there. Definitely is. And, you know, if you're up around Atlanta, you are looking at it every day when you drive up and down the interstate.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we will have it right there. It's right across the interstate, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
It's a great facility. It allows us to be very flexible. It allows us to bring in people. Parking is free, which is a huge plus, of course.
In Atlanta, it's for unusual. Yeah.
Absolutely correct. So, yeah, well, it's October of 2016, so mark your calendar. We will definitely put the social media info out there and make everybody aware of it.
Nice. And so just to kind of rewind for a second, so you were a guest on one of our shows here in the studio, and I think we even said it on the air. It's like just hearing about your expo, I said, you know, I just kind of kicked around the idea maybe Kids Business Radio, because we were talking about before we went on the air, I was an entrepreneur. There's a lot of you know, folks that are current entrepreneurs as kids. And so fast forward, here we are, the fourth installment of Kids Business Radio. And and we're going to introduce our guest in just a moment. Before we do that, so plans for upcoming episodes, you mentioned the expo, and then, but you're talking about that you're going to include a culinary element, right?
Yes. When I go to high schools and talk about entrepreneurship and education and what students need to learn today to be competitive out there in the industry and in the world, I have a lot of conversations with the students about what type of business can I start? What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Because a lot of students really want to find opportunities outside the regular corporate world. And so they come to me and say, you know, what other things are out there? And culinary is definitely one of the top things. And we were not able to bring it in for the first edition this February. So now talking to different groups, different high schools, different middle schools, we want to make sure that this culinary segment is being part of Kids Business Expo in October next year.
Well, just the explosion of the Food Channel, the Food Network, the foodies, the celebrity chefs, I mean, right? I mean, it's becoming not only a profession and an industry and food products that are coming. We talked about, we'll probably mention it as we are as well, but huge fan of the Shark Tank. And again, entrepreneurs kind of learning this idea of pitching their business and their business model. And we're finding a lot of food products being brought to the market. And so if you need an extra person, I'm willing to make my famous peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But other than that,
well, you know, there's restaurants out there who make a living on sandwiches.
Well, there's
that
one that was on Shark Tank was the Tom and Cheese,
yeah,
whatever, right?
Exactly. And now look, they're all over the place.
I think they're here. These came to Atlanta as well. So.
They are. I believe actually they are from Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't.
I cannot validate
if
that.
If we had some fact checkers, we'd get on that. But our staff is off on Saturdays. Well.
But they, you know, they're all over the place, and the idea behind culinary is so strong that I actually felt it would be really cool to start something about a niche, which is really not a niche now.
You're
because
right, no.
If you go to a lot of restaurants, they now have that, the guacamole.
Right.
You know, I know that you're looking at me and smiling with a big face on that one. But
because I have some, well, you got some guacamole on your shirt.
Yeah,
well, actually, it's a logo, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a logo, but it's a very interesting new thing that we are launching this coming May, or not actually this May, but next year in May, we will have Guacamole Fiesta coming up.
Man, where do these ideas come from? They're just nonstop. There's no off switch with Dirk Ebner.
I don't know. It's just something that when you have been in the trade show and event business for such a long time, I think you look at it from a different angle and you see what can you do with things and ideas that pop up. And when you come up with ideas, you have to sort of find a niche. And I believe that Guacamole Fiesta coming up in May of 2016 is going to be one of those niches.
I'm in.
You were in. Good.
Yeah.
I love that.
And before we, again, jump into our broadcast, maybe since you mentioned a couple of projects you're working on, is there like a website, your corporate site or whatever, or a contact point that's best to reach out to you for some of these people that may be interested or intrigued on the expo, the radio, the guacamoleo?
Well, for kids,
that's your expo name, our Guacamole Expo.
Well, actually, I just secured the domain name last night.
You did, yeah. Before I got it,
sort of
right?
Came up.
Because you know how I am, I'll find it on GoDaddy.
I hear you.
So, what is some contact information for you for maybe people that are intrigued and want to?
If you're intrigued by Kids Business Expo, it's kidsbusinessexpo.com. You can call us at 404-735-5646, and the email is info@kidsbusinessexpo. And if you're looking for the Guacamole Fiesta, it's www.guacamolefiesta.com.
Wow.
And, well, you know, you have to stick with your rules.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm telling you.
So that's what we're doing. We are out there. The same phone number is always 404-735-5646.
All right. Great stuff. So I'm hungry all of a sudden. I want some guacamole. What do you, an omelet?
On toast, you can have an avocado. We'll feed you
next
time. We'll come up with something.
Nice. And speaking of that, we'll definitely have you for some of these on the Food and Beverage Radio. Have you, for some of these kids, that would be cool of, you know, the culinary kids and all that good stuff. So
we will definitely be out there. We will promote it, but let's get into Kids Business Radio today, what we have.
All right. So our first guest joining us here in the studio, Jan Russell, is the owner and director of the Sylvan Learning Center in Hiram. You have a mixed history of teaching and business, master's in secondary education. You taught high school history, government, economics, and debate. I was on the debate team in high school. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. The forensics team. That's what we used to call it, but it was debate forensics. All right. Also worked for a major computer company. You own your own consulting business, helped family with their businesses. Also a member of the West Cobb Business Association Education Committee and a co-chair for their West Cobb Future Leaders Program. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you here, Jan. Welcome on the show. It's you know, it's something that I feel very strong about is education, as you know. I mean, we have worked together on a couple of things, and We actually met, I believe, at the career fair that McEachern High School was putting on.
That's right.
So tell me about Sylvan. What is Sylvan all about so that people who are listening in today understand where they can find education for their children?
So Sylvan is about personalized education. Everything we do is a personal plan. We do tutoring from pre-K all the way up to post-education. So even if you're working on your ASVAB or some other testing, we're going to be there for you.
Go ahead.
Our assessment is what's kind of sets us apart from other groups. It's adaptive. So a lot of places you go in, give you a paper pencil, they get one set of norms from you. Ours starts you off at grade level, and if you're doing great there, it's going to keep going till end of high school. If not, if you're struggling, it's going to drop back down and find all those foundation skills that you missed, so that when we finish and we sit down with you, we're looking at what your student feels about high school or lower grades, how they feel that they're doing, how they feel the teacher sees them, and then their academics as well. And then we come up with a very personalized learning plan for them to go on.
And I believe that's very important, is a personalized learning plan. I believe that's often what people are missing out there, is when they go in that they get personalized service. And from what you're saying, you're focusing on making sure that your future students are learning exactly what they need to learn. Is that correct?
Right. We're not wasting time on skills they already know. We're not boring them so that they're staying challenged, mm-hmm. and it's relevant to them.
So is there a difference when you look at, I mean, you know, if you go through the yellow pages or if you find all this advertising out there, how do people find out what they need? How do they evaluate a business from that perspective on?
Well, they need to be asking questions. How many people? Our tutoring's 3-to-1. Are you in a group setting? Who's grading? So ours is on iPads, but the iPads don't grade it. The teacher's sitting right there with them, and they're grading the work that they're doing. They're seeing if they're struggling on it. So, you know, a kid could get all 8 questions right,
mm-hmm.
but if it took him 15 minutes to do each question, you know, there's probably still some work to do it. So
when you have people involved who are coming, who are looking for something, what is the difference between all these different learning groups, these learning centers? What sets your business apart from the one who is, you know, the next street over or 2 blocks down the road?
So our small group ratio, the personalized plan, we all have certified teachers. So, and most of our teachers are in the classroom. They know what's relevant in the classroom, how the Common Core is being taught, how the teachers are teaching it. Every teacher has a different strategy, so they're bringing their own strategies as well.
So when, just first, well, let's do a little shout out to the teachers here, because I think they all are working really hard, and now they have their breaks out there. So teachers who want to do something on top of teaching, they could contact you, is that, and become involved, is that what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. Send me a resume. We have a really specific group that we kind of keep together. We want you to be passionate about education. We uh-huh. want you to be passionate about helping the student and being personable with them. I mean, most of our teachers know our students as soon as they walk in. They're asking them about what they did the week before. I do have a culinary student, so I'm always begging her to bring me some stuff in, so I know where to point her in the next few weeks.
Please do. Make sure that she starts learning avocado up and down.
Exactly. And she is the Latino Max, so
there you go. Yeah, actually, it's funny. Now, just on a side note on that, I have learned that there's a lot of difference in quality of guacamole when you go to different restaurants, and I'm sure there's a difference in quality for learning centers as well. So tell me, what is it when you have 2 or 3 points, what is it that makes your business stand out?
I'm going to say my great teachers, our personal interaction, and the fact that we're adaptive. It's adaptive the whole time you're there, that you're always being challenged. You're getting the personal attention that you need that builds the confidence. But you're never stagnating. You're always being challenged to do better.
So when I send my daughter, my son, someone, you know, my nephew, whoever, to a learning center, and they walk through the door, what is the first thing they need to look at when they are looking for additional education, when they need help?
You want to look at how they're being assessed. You want to look at the ratio. Is it a group setting? And some students do fine in a group setting. Mm-hmm. If you can work well and you're one of those students that demands help when you need it, a group setting could be okay for you. Mm-hmm. If you're behind or, you know, struggling, that 3-to-1 ratio really makes a difference because you're getting that personal interaction that you need. The other things is you want to look for certified teachers and teachers that are relevant in the classroom. They know what's going on because in today's schools, there are specific ways that teachers want things done in the core. There's, you know, you have to show 4 ways to do a math problem. So it's very important that they know what's going on in the classroom.
So a teacher who comes in and wants to work with you and be involved in education, not only do they need to have a resume, of course, but they need to bring certain qualifications to the table as well.
Absolutely.
What would that be?
They got to have some of their own strategies. They have to be willing to work personally with the student so that they find their learning way, their learning strategies that are going to be mm-hmm. best for that student. Every student learns a different way. You've got to be able to recognize that. And since we're in a tutoring system, you've got to be able to recognize it pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be able to interact and make them feel confident and special.
Is there a specific testing that you provide the parent when they bring the student?
Yeah, we do an assessment that's actually created by Renaissance Learning, which also does a lot of the ETS test prep, which is all the standardized testing mm-hmm. pretty much in America. So you're getting ready for everything you're going to be doing in the future.
So with this being said and having parents come in, what do you do outside Sylvan Learning? I mean, I know from meeting you and having an interaction with you that you're very involved in the community. I know that you are reaching out, that you were part of that career day at McEachern. What did you learn from that career day at McEachern?
So there's a lot of great kids out there that want to be involved. They want to keep giving back. So I had several applications come in for teachers that wanted to come in and do some peer tutoring. Unfortunately, the community kind of failed them on that we didn't have anybody sign up for peer tutoring, even though it was a cheaper option than what I give them.
Okay.
But we also do a coding and robotics, and it's as part of our STEM programs. And so I did hire 2 young ladies who are very leadership driven. And they are now leading my robotics and coding classes.
So they came from the career program at McEachern?
Yep.
So we can see that programs like that, the one that McEachern is offering again, as I know, because I talked to Joshua Ford about it. So we know that this program is coming back in, and we'll have a little bit of a twist this time to how we're selecting and how we're working with the students. But what I have seen is that it's very important for students and kids to learn early on about business, learn about opportunities out there. Do you see that when kids are coming to these career fairs that they are prepared for this? Do you think that we can do a little bit different or a little bit more in the educational system for business?
Oh, absolutely. Starting out with an application to interviewing to networking, there's a whole set of skills that they definitely need to buff up on that they aren't being shown as positively and as robustly as they could be.
Do you think that when students are coming for a position at your learning center and they want to get involved, do you think that they are prepared for this? Do you feel that they are ready to jump into the workforce?
I think they're ready to jump into the workforce. They're definitely prompt and eager to work. I don't think they have all the skill set that they need to do it at their best.
Now, of course, you opened the door for the question, right? What is missing out there? What is it that they need to bring in that is qualifying them a little bit more?
I think robustly, they need to know the ins and outs of how businesses work. They need to know how much training costs so that they know when they're going into an interview. You don't want to say, oh, I'm only going to be here for the summer, because every employer is looking at them going, well, I'm not going to waste my money training you if you're just going to leave me. Now, it may be true that they're going to anyway, but don't straight out tell it. So there's some interview skills that they definitely need. Filling out paperwork. You need to know the appropriate way to fill out an application. the appropriate way to sell yourself. Social media is another thing. I know that there are tons of classes out there that tell them what not to put on Facebook, what not to Twitter, because colleges, employers, everybody in the world's looking at it. There's nothing out there showing them what they can be putting out there to really, you know, promote themselves. If you're involved in expos, if you're involved in Key Club, you should be blasting that out there so colleges and employers see it.
I feel that what I see all the time is that they have great intentions. They have, you know, this spark which goes out there right away, and they say, you know, I really want to become involved. And then sometimes I feel that the follow-up is not necessarily there.
Follow-up is not there, or overcommitment. Mm-hmm. They seem to think that the more clubs are involved in or the more committees they join, the better it looks, where sometimes quality is better than quantity.
Do you think that what we are teaching them at events like what McEachern has out there, or Marietta High School, or all the other schools, I mean, all across the country and around the world, I see that, you know, business is really becoming one of the topics that is out in the education, no matter where you look. And I get a lot of tweets from, you know, New Zealand, Australia, Germany. I was actually just talking to some educators over in Berlin not too long ago about the opportunities of education and business education in that country. And I was born and raised overseas in Germany, and I went through a lot of different types of programs myself. But I learned that there's a lot of competition coming, and that often our students are not necessarily prepared to understand what the competition is out there. Do you see that as a challenge for our high schools and colleges?
Absolutely. And I think what you just touched on perfectly is global. I mean, the world is a global place now. Our students aren't competing well just against themselves, much less in the global market. And I think our schools have to start thinking a little more internationally as well as business, because you could start working here in Atlanta and end up needing to go overseas. So the more international exposure you have, the more competitive you're going to be.
I actually had a conversation with a young gentleman who is going to England. And he contacted me and said, you know, I really would like to learn about the business and the life in England. And so I'm working with him on a program that he can take with him when he goes to England for his 1 or 2 year assignment. I think that what happens or has to happen is that our business leaders, members of business associations, members of local chambers of commerce, need to become more involved in teaching our students. I mean, a lot of them already do, but I think that mentorship is continuously a very important aspect of business development. And if we can reach out to these students and involve them in our businesses, hopefully we will be able to create a competitiveness, because Atlanta has a huge competitive market in international business. I mean, the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce is doing a great job. Our local chambers of commerce are doing a great job bringing business in, but are we preparing our students to work for an international company? What do you think about that?
I think that the more that businesses can give back and get students involved in seeing what is truly needed to be a good employee, a good business leader, a good entrepreneur, the more that the students are going to see the opportunities that are there and become more driven to follow those. I don't think most students, even though we're in such a technological age, they're very sheltered from what kind of jobs and what kind of opportunities are out there.
Now, you gave me another good little sidestep here into the next topic, and that's really the Future Business Leaders of America program that you are involved in. Tell us about this a little bit more in detail.
So West Cobb Business Association sponsors the West Cobb Future Leaders. There's four high schools that they work with, and there's juniors and seniors from each school that we try to bring in. In the group, we're trying to get them out there to become networking, show them the different types of things, mentors that are in the areas that they are planning to go into in college. Obviously, they don't all know exactly what they want to do, But any interest that they have, we try to set them up with a mentor in that group so that they can see what that job really entails.
Which are the high schools that are involved in this in West Cobb?
So we use Harrison, McEachern, Hillgrove, and Altoona.
Okay, so four high schools, and they all bring how many students into the program?
We ask them for 3 to 6. Mm-hmm. We're actually in the middle of recruiting right now, so if you're there, you would want to come out and talk to us. And I'd say we have about 10 right now.
So when a student at one of these schools that we just talked about is interested in, you know, becoming a future business leader, wants to become involved, who do they contact in their schools?
Usually we go through the counselor. At McEachern, we're using Mr. Ford. Mm-hmm. And they can go to their counselor's office and tell them that they're interested and there's applications waiting for them. Or they could actually just go to the West Cobb Business Association and send us an email from there.
So a business association like West Cobb selects a program to become involved. And again, you know, all of our business associations around here, and I know that you are very involved in West Cobb. I'm involved with Kennesaw and Marietta. So we are trying to pull students into the programs in order to give them additional information and train them. What are the qualifications these students need to bring to the table?
Well, we're usually looking for students that are already leaders in their schools. Mm-hmm. They usually are involved in committees, Beta Club, Key Club, or they have other outstanding community efforts that they've been awarded for. And then we're going to get them involved in some giving projects and some community service projects that give them the chance to use their business sense to create some funding and then go back and use that to give back to the community.
Are they coming in? You said Debate Club, Key Club, I think was another one of them. Key Club, is that affiliated with Kiwanis? Is that the word?
Yes.
Yes, it is. So organizations like Rotary, like Kiwanis, they can always become involved in a program like this as well?
Absolutely.
So when I'm a business leader, I know that we had, I think it was 45 or so businesses at this career day at McEachern. And I'm not just talking about McEachern because they're just down the street, but a lot of programs. Marietta had the same, had a career event as well. So when we have these career events going on, how can we as businesses become involved in a career fair?
Get out there, set a booth up, really go through some interviewing processes and networking processes. And you lead by example. If you start talking to them and guiding to them to somebody else that you think they would do well speaking with, take them over, give them an introduction, show them how it's done. That way they see it in action.
The business groups like Future Business Leaders, they're nationwide, correct?
Not sure.
Okay. I'm not sure either. So if anybody knows, give us a call. You can call me at 404-735-5646. If you have information about that, just give me a holler. And I would love to know a little bit more about that so we can either, you know, within the next 30 minutes or so add that in, or we can touch up on it next time when we meet here in July. One of the things that I have seen that is very important, and you have touched the keyword networking a lot lately. What is your advice for good, solid networking skills?
Having your 1 minute spiel down pat. I mean, you want to be able to sum up what your business does as quickly and succinctly so that you're not boring anybody, you don't get the eye rolling going on, and that you are passionate. If you are passionate about what you do, people are drawn to it.
One of the things that I found amazing at Kids Business Expo was that Marcus Lemonis, who is right now on CNBC with his TV show called The Profit. And if you are interested in, you know, learning about entrepreneurship, and Rich also already mentioned the Shark Tank. You know, there's Shark Tank, there's Undercover Boss, there is The Profit. There's so many different TV shows out there that kids can learn, that future entrepreneurs can learn. It's not only the kids, it's overall, it's entrepreneurship that can learn from these TV shows. That's actually what sort of started Kids Business Expo, because our daughter Kaylin on the way to school one morning said, "Dad, why don't you look into having an expo for kids and teach them how to launch a business. So that's really the idea behind
kids.
That.
You know, you have great ideas.
That's exactly correct. So when do you see that when you go into these groups that the students are watching these reality TV shows / entrepreneurship havens?
Some are. Some are big followers, especially Shark Tank, mm-hmm. because it obviously gets more. But again, what I see with a lot of students is there's a lot out there that they just don't know, and they really need to be pushed in the ways that they can see new things.
So we have already talked about the 60-second pitch, which is, of course, something that that even us as adults sometimes struggle with because, you know, I've been in situations where I had less than 60 seconds. I had 30 seconds to make an impact and impression on someone. And that, you know, it takes some time. It takes some testing. It takes some practice. And I believe that programs like Future Business Leaders can help them with that. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, that's our goal, is to get them so that they are comfortable in themselves and then they can promote themselves quickly and thoroughly.
What other tools can we give our future business leaders besides the networking?
I think you've got to give that whole ability to dream. I just, you know, students have to know that there are no roadblocks besides themselves. If you, like your daughter, she had a great idea, you went with it, and you just have to assume that if you think it's a good idea, there's probably 10 other people out there that think it's a good idea, and you've got to find those through networking that'll help you push your dream.
One of the things that I have seen, which is very important, I believe, is the support from the parents. I think that parents need to understand that if someone comes to you, your child, your daughter, your son comes to you and says, you know, Dad, Mom, I have this idea of creating something new. I have this, I saw that this is missing in a product, or there is an idea that I have. I believe that we really need to encourage them to continue and live the dream. I think that's very important. So my word here is really encouraging to the parents or to an adult out there. You know, if someone comes to you and says, I want to launch a business, don't downplay it. You know, give them the opportunity to sit down with them and just talk it through. And, you know, it's not the best business million-dollar idea to begin with, but there's plenty of ideas and opportunities out there. How strong do you feel about business cards? Because I know that you are using some tools and some opportunities, let's put it this way, to control your day a little bit better. Isn't that right?
Yes, yeah. There are several apps out there can help you streamline that business thing. Business cards. So I, being at Sylvan, don't do a lot of business to business as much as others in the networking group, so I'm terrible about having my business card. Having said that, having my digital portfolio is awesome because I can just shoot somebody my digital portfolio that tells you everything about Sylvan, everything we do. It has a quick video about kids in the center, and I can email that to you in seconds.
Now, one thing that I saw coming across about a digital portfolio was really, really cool, and that was the resume. Kids need to learn how to write a resume because not only do they need to fill out an application at a future employer, but they also need to be able to send that out. And so when you have a resume, you need to sort of stand out from the rest of your competition for this one position, that one job that you really, really want to have. So tell me about the digital portfolio a little bit more. How can kids use that as a tool?
So the digital portfolio is kind of your 1 minute expanded version, gives you a little more play that you can send immediately from your phone. You can just have it wherever you are and email it, text it, whatever you need to. And again, you can include things like some pictures. Mm-hmm. You can include a video of something you've done. So it's a much more robust way to promote yourself in seconds.
We had a guest group here, Impossible Astronauts, two radio shows ago, and they are actually specializing in creating these type of videos. Of course, you can do it with your own cell phone. You can all sorts of ways to get something out there. What would be a good system? You talked about apps. What would be a good system that is, you know, relatively affordable? Because we're always talking about, you know, low budget, and people are struggling to have budgets for things like this. But I think that if you're interested in having a business card, you can pretty much go to any local print shop or support your local business, which is currently a big event out there right now. The meetup is support your small business, local neighbors. And I believe that you and I are you know, out there to help our neighbors with these type of small business support. But you can get 250, 500 business cards for under $10.
Yeah.
If you really do. But back to the digital portfolio, what is a platform that you could use in order to, you know, use a digital portfolio?
So the growing one that is just blasting off is Evernote. It's iOS and Android platform. You can have it on your computer, table, desktop as well. And more people are grabbing it. And the great thing is, if they don't have it, you can still email out of it. So you're not confined to just app to app.
Is there a way to learn about Evernote? Is there platforms for that?
Oh, absolutely. We have a couple of people that are teaching classes on a regular basis, or there's a ton of videos out that you can look at.
And what I have started using is, you know, I used a lot of different apps, and I'm always looking for the next better version. But I ended up with Evernote myself, and I have to say that that really has helped me to sort of streamline. It's almost like having my personal assistant around on the daily basis.
It is like a whole computer program right there at your fingertips, on your tablet, on your phone. It's got, you know, every file you ever needed. You can put all your business cards in there.
I'm working on that. Unfortunately, you know, and I have a great helper. Our daughter helps me with scanning those business cards, and it's a great tool. But, you know, at the end of the day, whenever I travel, I bring a pile of them home, and then Kaylin looks at me and says, "Really, Dad? I mean, are they multiplying just out of nowhere?" And, you know, I'm still the old-fashioned business guy. Which is another point. If you are in the global business, one of the things you absolutely have to learn is how to hand a business card over to the person on the other side, because you have to learn the cross-cultural do's and don'ts. You have to understand that if you are global, if you want to be global, a lot of business people don't really know that, but you can destroy a 2 or 3 year networking experience where you have a relationship build within less than a minute.
Yeah, so. But just by holding your hand out incorrectly at that time.
Exactly correct. So that's another angle that we need to teach. If we want to teach about entrepreneurship and globalization, that's one thing that we need to think about as well.
Yeah, that's really something that should be part of our history and social studies lessons, is a little less of the basic history and a lot more of the culture, because every culture is different. And when you are a global nation and you're going to have a global job, there are a lot of do's and don'ts, not just with your business card, but just in handshakes and non-handshakes and greetings and what is appropriate if you are dealing with another culture.
Yeah, especially when you travel overseas and you're sort of on the first time that you make a trip over to China. I remember that very well. I was I had to go to Beijing, and I had no earthly idea what to do over there. So I, you know, I really got into it. I taught myself a lot about the do's and don'ts that you mentioned. And it was very interesting that when you are just doing a little bit of research, and if you make that step towards the other culture, you can learn an awful lot about them. And it's very fun. And then when you come back, you need to share it back here.
You absolutely
know, it's something where you can educate a young future entrepreneur and help them to overcome that hurdle, because I know that there is a lot of misconceptions about business in Europe and Asia and the Middle East, and we all think that we know, but unless you have really traveled there and you're talking to your neighbor, you know, we need to reach out to students and make them aware of it.
So there you go, there's your next entrepreneur. You need a blog where business people go out and put their mishaps. And that way we can all learn from everybody's mistakes.
Well, if you go onto dirkebener.wordpress.com, you might find some ins and outs and mishaps. I remember very well, just as a side note, because we have some time, I was working in Mexico City for a couple of years on, you know, off and on, and organized a trade show. And I had a client who was a little upset about the fact that there was a young entrepreneur. He was actually 15 years old. He came to see Brad and talk about his business and wanted to know more about the product that Brad had. And Brad sort of got a little annoyed after a day because he didn't really know what the kid's intentions were. And the kid came, asked questions, and left, and came back and asked questions and left. So Brad came to me and said, you know, Dirk, can you help me to sort of avoid this interruption of my business here at a trade show? I'm here to do business, not to educate. And so I really tried my best to find the young gentleman, and I found out that every time I was there, he wasn't. So at the end of the three-day trade show, I'm walking by Brad's booth, and there is this 15-year-old gentleman, and he had his father and his uncle with him. And I walked in and asked Brad sort of on the side if he wanted me to remove him. And he said, no, please don't. So it turned out to be that the only one in this group of three people who spoke English was actually the 15-year-old entrepreneur. And every time he collected information, he ran back to his uncle, and, you know, his dad gave him the info, came back with more questions. And Brad put a significant contract on this business, which brings me to the point that entrepreneurs of all ages often are a little bit underestimated. That we're looking at them, we're sort of giving the smile saying, yeah, it's nice and cute, but do you really have a piece of business to come to the place? If you are, or if you were at Kids Business Expo this year, it was amazing how many of these attendees actually had a thriving business. Some of them were actually, and we talked about it earlier when Rich mentioned the Shark Tank, you know, some of them were on the Shark Tank. So I think that just because you look like you don't know, don't necessarily mean that you don't really have drive and entrepreneurship in your mind.
That would be true. And I think we really need to, you know, like you said earlier, encourage our young entrepreneurs with any ideas they have, because just because we don't see the need for it, that's a new generation coming up. If they see the need for it, it's probably there. And like I said, when one person sees a need, there's probably 10 others that are seeing the same need.
Do you feel that social media is helping us today to push our business ahead? Because, you know, you mentioned, I don't know if it was here on the air or before that, that we're putting a lot of stuff out there on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, whatever you name them, you know, and the information is actually traveling with you.
So in my business, I'm not seeing where I have a lot of likes and I have a lot of followers.
Right.
I check those. They've never come into the center. Okay. I'm really glad that they love me. I'm really glad that they're following us on Facebook, but you'll come in, see what we're really about. But in other businesses, I see where it is completely, you know, really pushing and promoting apps and restaurants. I find out about them on Facebook, or I find out I'm going to go try them. You know, if I see something and people that I know like it, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to like it. So I'm going to go out there.
We have actually done a lot of research, and we have worked really, really hard to push Kids Business Expo over Twitter and Facebook and some other platforms. And we have learned that, you know, people are really, if you put information out that makes sense, if you're tweeting, if you're Facebooking information that people are really interested in, you can grow your following significantly.
It's got to be relevant to the person looking at it.
Exactly. Correct. Yeah. And, you know, the fact that kids, most of the time, put information out there that is probably a little bit sensitive, let's put it this way. It's probably not helping them, because, you know, colleges, employers, and people are looking at you. They want to know who you are, what type of character traits are you bringing to the table when you come to work for someone. I think it's very important that that's part of our school, high school, and middle school education as well, because I know that from my own daughter, you know, you want to make sure that you as a parent are monitoring what they put out there, but it's sometimes a little tricky to do that at all times. You don't want to be sneaky. You sort of want to be open about it.
Parenting is all about being sneaky.
Oh, is that right?
Mine are already in the teenage years. You'll see.
Okay. Well, thanks for the encouragement. I appreciate that a lot. Let's jump back to the future business leaders, because I got some info here, stats that on the FBLA, and they are out there since 1937. That's amazing. What type of a difference an organization can do. It's the largest business career student organization, and they are worldwide. So it's not that they were just, you know, popping up because of the age of social media, whatever it is. They were actually chartered in Tennessee in 1942, and their membership is just amazing. I mean, high school-wise, they have 215,000 members. I mean, that's amazing what type of an impact that has. And what difference an organization like that can do. Interesting enough, they go through high school, middle school, and college. So they're really all across. And I believe that when you are working with these students, you're doing a very important, you know, you service to our educational system. So kudos to you and everybody else who is involved in FBLA. Of course, then there's Junior Achievement. There is the other organizations that are out there. You know, if you're looking for an organization down in College Park, Club E Atlanta is one of the places that you definitely need to check out and take a look at. Actually, Club E Atlanta has a print center. Talking about business,
wow.
Business cards. They called me the other day and left me a message, which was really interesting that they reached out to their contacts in a one-on-one, and wanted to find out if I had any printing needs, which is cool. If you have these organizations that are teaching their members and their students how to do telemarketing, how to get, you know, away from being shy when you make a phone call.
Absolutely. You have to be able to drive your business to you. And that's going to require talking to people, networking, calling, doing those cold calls that everybody hates to do. But you'd be surprised. We have the Sylvan system, one of our franchisees came up with, and it's 6 days that you're making some kind of contact, and then you wait 60 days after that.
60 days?
60 days. And it is amazing. At the 60-day mark, we do get turnaround.
Really?
Yes. So it is a really awesome system. We pretty much started it from our conference last year. And it works. Those people that weren't ready to commit,
uh-huh.
whether it was for a financial reason or a scheduling reason, or they just weren't really sure their child was that far behind and they needed it, and you call them at that 60-day mark, and they're like, oh, I totally forgot about this. I so want to do it, and they come in right away.
Well, that really is surprising to me because, you know, I'm old school. If you give me a business card, I'm trying to encourage business owners and, you know, entrepreneurs all the time, make sure that you are following up quickly, that you are on, don't bother them, you know, don't
right.
be on their, get on their nerves. But that 60 days is an interesting perspective because it gives you as the caller a little bit more time in between, and it doesn't look like you're getting
right.
on somebody's nerves, you know, when you call them right away.
And our touches are different. So, you know, as the center, we have our touches, and then corporate itself is kind of marketing to them in the meantime.
Mm.
So they'll have a 3-day and a 7-day and maybe a 20-day where they're emailing out to them on our behalf.
Okay.
I love when I get a somebody brings in an offer. Oh, this came from your email. Okay. But it works. But, the idea of the touches is if you called at 2 in the afternoon and you got no one, you want to call at a different time the next time.
Right.
And if you had a web contact from them and they're not answering your calls, well, they may not be a call person. So you want to make sure you're emailing them. So there's a whole lot of different things to that 6 days that you want to be doing before you shelf them and put them at that 60
Now, of course, if you meet me at a networking function and we're talking about education and tutoring and, I express an interest, of course, because you have this digital portfolio.
Yep, I'm going to send it to you instantly.
Man, I'll leave with all the information in my hands right then and there.
Yep.
So that's definitely seems to be a very important tool people need to learn about. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, the more you can promote yourself as soon as you've talked to someone while it's still fresh in their mind and they know who it was they were talking to, because let's face it, if you're at a networking event, by the end of the night, there's 30 faces in your head. So you want it to be relevant to them. As soon as they get it, they see it. Oh yeah, I was talking to her. That she was really excited about it. I like what she does.
One of the things, and I hope that I will be able to bring a contact that I have in that specific industry on board in one of the future shows, is the franchise platform. And I know that Sylvan the franchise
platform? Yes, we are a franchise group.
So that could be another avenue for someone who wants to get into entrepreneurship, not probably necessarily start their own business and go through all the ins and outs and ups and downs of it, but also maybe jump into a franchise side, right?
Yeah, the franchise system is a really great system because you're generally getting into a business that already has its name out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to train you. You've got an infrastructure that's already built in, and generally you have a franchisee network mm-hmm. where you can find someone that has a demographic much like yours.
Right.
And get a lot of information.
Now, there's a shout out to Business Radio X because, Rich, correct me if I believe that you guys have a franchise radio show going on. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. That's on Wednesday, Franchise Business Radio, with our host, Pam Curie. And she's one of only three national directors that trains actually franchisors around the country. And so, yeah, she might want to have you on the show.
Now, one other thing that I'm turning around, I'm looking at this poster on the wall, which is really cool. And what other programs can individuals, kids, adults, in between career steps, people learn and listen to? What other radio shows are out there?
So you're asking me to put a plug in for some of our other shows? Absolutely.
Please do. Come on. Here it is.
I love this. So, yeah, we do Atlanta Legal Experts for attorneys and lawyers in the Atlanta community. We do show here for kind of B2B in the studio Tuesday mornings. Progressive Business Radio is a brand new show launching July 1st, next Wednesday. That's for this special segment we call, or the host calls RSBs,
mm-hmm.
which is really small businesses. We love that. Whatever. Always gets a laugh. And then you mentioned Franchise Business Radio. That's been a big hit. We've had a number of food and other franchisees and franchisors in here. We've had the Southeast Franchise Forum folks in here. And Georgia Business Radio, Ryan, our buddy Ryan Redhawk McPherson hosts that one. And that is for industry leaders and thought leaders throughout the state of Georgia. But our favorite show is KBR.
Oh, that's very nice.
Kids Business Radio, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different twist. And when I'm talking to people out there, I travel extensively, and it was very interesting. I was at this conference the other day, and I had a conversation with someone from Korea. And, you know, the Korean educational system is so focused, is so very strong on rules and regulations and making sure that the kids really learn a lot of things all day long. They get up very early and they go to bed very late and they still have, you know, filtering stuff in them. But, you know, Kids Business Expo and the concept of that, when I got into the radio show here with Rich and we talked about it, I felt that this is a great platform for the word out. So I encourage the listeners not to only listen, but to proactively participate. Send us your tweets. You know, give us a call. Tell us what topics you want to have on one of the upcoming radio shows. And we will be on the air every fourth Saturday of the month. Little promo here for Kids Business Radio.
Yep.
Needs to be happening too. So, you know, what's very important to us is that we are focusing on businesses, that we are bringing in people like Jan here. And we talk about what can be done, how can business grow. And that's a very important aspect. And we want to make sure that businesses have a platform. The young businesses, the mid-sized businesses, the small businesses, it doesn't matter what business you have. If you want to come on board, you know, if you want to be a guest on the radio show, what you can do is you go to businessradio.com. On the top right side of the screen, there is a Become a Guest button. And you click on, you go online, you will fill in one of the slots, and we love to have you there.
And that's, you mentioned Business Radio, but it's Kids Business Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Yes. But on your radio show, on your website, there is
a link
over
to it.
That's
as well.
That's
what
I meant to say. I'm sorry. Yes, you're absolutely
correct. But speaking of Twitter, here's some good activity. We've taken photos, and it's live on the Twitter sphere right now. Yeah.
Ew, that's nice stuff. That's good to see. You know, it's nice to see that kids are really driving that. You know, things like The reality TV shows are helping kids to understand more about it. You know, MasterChef, Junior MasterChef is out there. Shark Tank had it. There's so much going on that it's you know, you can spend all day tweeting and talking about it. So we're almost done with the time.
Yeah. I think we should have Sylvan radio show, yeah.
Yeah, we're right. That's a little cat. That's the next step, you know. We're bringing people. It's
contagious in here, yeah.
It is.
Now, did you mention, I was working on social media, so I apologize if you already mentioned this. If not, maybe I'll plug it again. But
yeah.
I was working on some research here and then sending out these tweets, and we already have about 15 or so photos on our Facebook fan page.
Wow.
Right now from the show. But did you mention about your trip to Chicago and the response you got from the Kids Business Expo from the global perspective?
Yeah, it was very interesting because I had a chance to talk to various countries about it. And, you know, the feedback that I got was, this is very interesting. You know, we would love to talk to you about it. So Kids Business Expo is something that people understand. And it doesn't have to be, you know, exactly like an expo. Or we had a keynote. Marcus Lemonis was the keynote speaker. We had the panel discussion. We had an expo. We had a networking opportunities. We had education. So it was really my idea was to create an event that gives the attendees that expo feel that they get when they go around the country to other events. So. But it's definitely something that I believe it has, you know, legs and can definitely look into other markets as well. You know, I don't want to spoil any surprises, so I'm not going into detail, but, you know, there's some thought discussions going on right now.
Yeah, it was almost more of like a kids' business event.
It was.
Right? I mean, Expo was a big part of it, but like you said, you had all the other the seminars and the keynote speaker and the education.
It was really an idea to create a platform for parents to understand that there are other parents who are supporting their children, and this is really something that has a very strong meaning to their child. It was also a networking platform, and I was very pleased to see that, you know, kids in age group 10, 12, 15, 18 were networking. They were exchanging business cards. I don't know if they used digital portfolios and profiles, but they were definitely exchanging business cards.
Well, so you have something for next year.
There you go.
Now you can push the digital portfolio.
That's exactly correct. There is a class right there, a workshop coming.
There you go.
So things like this are very important, and I believe that a platform like this to give the kids really the feel that their vision, their ideas is heard, is what is important, and education is very critical as well. So, you know, if you wanna reach out to educate your child, how can they reach you, Jen? What's the best way to do it?
Well, you can either email me at sylvan.hiram@sylvanlearning.com, or you can give us a call at the center, 770-222-7474.
Now, is your radios mostly Hiram and Kennesaw, or where are your clients coming from?
Well, my territory actually goes all the way out to 20 and all the way over to Sandy Plains and West Cobb. So
well,
we
it's
have
a small territory.
Yeah, it's tiny. We can't reach anyone.
Okay, I can tell. Now, are you using, are you promoting it through Twitter and Facebook? I know that you said it, but I want you to hear it again.
Yeah, I do. We do have a Facebook page, the Sylvan Learning of Hiram. And I do believe there's a Twitter account out there. I couldn't give you my handle because my marketing people handle that.
Okay, so we need to get on them, right?
Yeah, so but it's out there.
So give me the phone number and the email one more time, please.
So you can email me at sylvan.hiram@sylvanlearning.com or give us a call, 770-222-7474.
Awesome. Well, this is pretty much the end of the June radio show for Kids Business Radio. Thank you so much, Rich, for getting, you know, giving me a helping hand here and getting involved in it as well and giving me the research on the future business leader of America. That was
absolutely
good.
Did you see how many folks are the middle school numbers from 5th to 9th?
Yeah, man, 20,000 people. That's just amazing.
And that's growing. And I didn't realize they had a professional level for collegiate as well as business, because I was actually a member of the FBLA back in Virginia Beach when I was in high school.
Awesome.
As well, it's a great group.
So we can see people are all over and they're leaving their mark. Now they're coming in with radio shows, right?
I'm telling you, exactly.
So there's your future.
I'm telling you. Sounds good to me. All right, we'll see you next month, right?
Well, we'll be 4th Saturday in July. Everybody have a safe holiday, safe vacation time, and we will hear and talk to you again at the next upcoming Business Radio, Kids Business Radio Show in July.